People who live along the Alabama coast and parts of the Florida Panhandle are cleaning up after being drenched by heavy rains. More than 30 people died. Florida officials are calling this the worst flooding in decades. And reporter Sandra Averhart of member station WUWF reports on a community picking up the pieces.
In the small community of Florida Town, piles of wet carpet are stacked up outside the single-story brick home of Joshua Condon. Inside, the drying out has begun. A big industrial fan is blowing in the back bedroom.
Right now we're just trying to get all the wet stuff out and, you know, get these walls cut open where we can get the walls exposed so the house doesn't get ruined with mold, you know.
Condon has lived in the house with his girlfriend for the past 8 years and says they've never had a flood. He was working out of town when he got the call and rushed home.
When I first walked in the door, it was just mud everywhere, just mud and leaves and debris.
Since arriving back home, Condon has been busy removing wet baseboards, which come off easily after a bit of hammering and prodding.
Pretty much everything that got wet is going to have to be removed from this home, and it's going to be a costly project, I can see. Probably have to use some type of chemical spray to prevent the mold, because if you get the black mold in these homes, they're pretty much ruined.
And Condon says he doesn't have flood insurance. Scenes like this one are being repeated all up and down the street, with receding water and large piles of wet debris. Across the area, businesses are also cleaning up, and in Escambia County, the main food pantry for the Pensacola region was destroyed. It was flooded with 4 feet of water, the foundation compromised, and nearly all of the food was ruined in the warehouse that just got 4 new freezers. Dee Dee Flaunlacher is director of Manna Food Pantries, which used to feed about 100 people a day.
We are not going to be able to resume service for a while, and I really don't know what a while will be. Right now we're in the process of just trying to figure out if we have some structural damage, trying to do some cleanup. Keeping everybody safe is very important. I'm hoping that one of the things that will come to a conclusion is finding a new location, because this is our second flood in less than 2 years. And I just don't know how we're going to be able to stay at the site.
Back in Florida Town, Joshua Condon is planning to stay, but he knows he has a lot of work ahead of him.
Glad it came down as quick as it did. It didn't stay, you know, and we were able to get back in here as soon as we did. But we're still a long ways away.
For NPR News, I'm Sandra Averhart in Pensacola, Florida.